Hello, hello, everyone. This is Jade Hooper, Why the Hell Not podcast. And listen, we're like celebrating big. I cannot believe how many people my podcast has been able to reach. And it just makes truly, I mean, I seriously mean this from the bottom of my heart. It makes every single moment that I doubted myself. And then I just like said, literally, why the hell not? Like, that is why I made the name of this podcast that. And I've kind of tried to find a brave moment in everything that I do and to say things like, oh my God, I'm afraid to do this, but why the hell not? I'm afraid to go for that, but why the hell not? I'm afraid to say this, but why the hell not? Just why not? So I hope that you guys can adopt that, okay? Listen, if you want to adopt that for New Year, if you want to adopt that for 2020, use hashtag why the hell not. I would love to follow you and just see the things that using that power phrase has helped enable you in a way that you weren't able to be enabled before. But today I want to talk about kind of my last podcast I went over. And if you didn't listen to it, you've got to listen to it. Because I mean, this is a huge thing. Searching for problems or searching for solutions, okay? But there's a part of this process, it's like part of self-discovery when you're looking for solutions that you can't just have, you know, in your living room, a shelf of steam, you know? So let's backtrack. So let's just say that you've identified whatever your problem is. You're like, I've been feeling down. I've been feeling stressed. I've been feeling this way and that way. And now I realize it's because of me. It's because I've been fearful. I've had anxiety. I've been embarrassed. I've been worried. I've been nervous. I'm afraid of what people are going to say. Now you know. Now you know what that is, that you've identified that thing that you have to work on. But here's the thing. You've identified the thing that you need to work on, but how are you going to fix it? Well, you guys, I mean, you have to understand there is so much knowledge out there. I mean, holy cow, there's just no reason why in this day and age people cannot help themselves. And I mean, maybe part of your process would be seeking a professional therapist and stuff like that. But honestly, like, I mean, maybe you're like me. I've just been someone that I can go do the personal development. I can go on YouTube. I can go search mom productivity, like how to be productive with my time, how to use time wisely, productivity apps. I can find how to be confident. I mean, this stuff is literally on YouTube. It's literally on Pinterest. You know, Google, YouTube, and Pinterest are like the world's largest search engines, you guys, and it's there for you. So, I mean, first of all, congratulations to you to identifying whatever your thing is. If you're solutions driven or you're searching for problems, you've identified what you're doing. You know, you've identified it. And so now we've got to fix it. But here's this, like, it's like this middle to next step when it comes to, you know, now you've identified your problem. You've gone from just searching for problems to now finding the solutions. But here's the thing. You can't dwell in the solution soup. Okay? You can't dwell on that. Because this is what happens. I want you guys to imagine that you are running. I live in Tennessee. Okay? So I live by Nashville. So let's just say I am living in Nashville, which, by the way, I am formerly from Illinois as of May. So like 6 months ago, I moved to Nashville. That is why I sound like I'm from Minnesota. And I don't sound like I'm from Nashville, y'all. I can't even do it because, like, my accent just doesn't, like, allow me to be, like, country sounding. But let's just say I want to run from Nashville to, you know, San Diego, California. And I'm drawing a straight line. Like, literally, let's just say there's no roads. It is just a straight line. I'm flying, let's just say. But could you imagine how much longer it would take you to get you to where you want to go if you constantly were distracted by every Target that you passed? Let's just say every Walmart that you passed, or Waffle House. Every single Waffle House, you have to stop and make a pit stop. And so you get distracted. You get distracted by all of these things, and it is keeping you from getting you to your destination on time when you need to be. And it is taking forever, and it's taking way more fuel, way more energy, way more time, way more days. And now you're getting frustrated with yourself because you're like, this quick trip, this straight trip is taking me up and down and here and there, blah, 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 and it's taking you forever to get to where you want to go. So I want to equip you with some just tips and strategies, you guys, to be able to identify. Now you know that I was searching for problems. Yes. Like, think, like, you know, first of all, high five to you for just admitting that. We all are there. Do not think for 2 seconds that, like, I'm perfect, because I'll tell you something. I will be searching for problems and then I'll, like, be searching for solutions, and I will, like, get out of the like, just dwelling in the negative bullshit. But then, you know, I graduate. It's like going from kindergarten to first grade. But now with first grade, you know, comes new homework and new things to learn and graduate so I can get to second grade, right? And so there's always going to be new ceilings, you guys. Like, there's always going to be a new glass ceiling to bust through. There's always a new mountain to climb. There's always a next step. There's always a next place to go, and it is good. But what you've got to learn how to do, especially when you guys are in business for yourself, is you've got to have this element of, like, multitasking, sort of, okay? Now, you can only ride one horse with one butt. You can't ride two horses with one butt. And what I mean, she's getting a little, what are you getting upset about back there, honey? But what you can do is you can ride a horse, pull the cart, you know, wear a coat, and ride out in the rain. Does that make sense? So you can do a lot of things. Honey, what is that? You can do a lot of things while you're doing that one thing. But you've got to be able to be creative to carry the things that you need to carry whilst still moving. Okay. So what, you know, if you're trying to get from here to your goal, okay, you've got to say, okay, so now I know that I have low self-esteem. I have low confidence. I care so much about what other people think, and so much to a sense that I'm, like, almost paranoid now, right? Like, let's say you're paranoid about what everybody else is thinking about you, to where you're almost making up stuff that people are saying about you, and you don't even know if it's true. Like, literally, they never said it to you. It is hearsay. You're making it up, or someone told someone that they said this. So now what we've got to do is, they're not the problem, okay? We need to take away the them pointing the finger, the faces and the names, okay? And all you're left with is yourself and your bad habits. What do we got to do? We've got to rewrite the script. We've got to train yourself to just love yourself as you are. And if that thing is, like, a problem, how can you fix it? So for me, one of my biggest problems was just not using my time wisely. And I'll, like, use it wisely, and I'll get to this next level of life, and quickly my brain starts to, like, meander off, okay? And I'm going to tell you something that I had, like, this has been a part of my journey. When I have a goal, like, it is a do or die need. There are no excuses and no distractions. And I have to be disciplined enough to say no and, like, remove those distractions, because they will easily distract me. The things that I like to do, maybe it's conversations with friends. For the first time in my life, I have friends. I mean, that has been, like, one of the biggest blessings of this business, is to have friends who just love me for who I am and how I act and what I look like and how I talk and just how I think and feel. And they just love me for that. And sometimes I lean on those friends, but I, like, lean into the conversation because I'm looking for distraction, because I don't want to face whatever that true problem is. Okay. So this is what I've learned. You guys, number one, remove those easy distractions. Is it TV? Like, do you just love a good movie? Do you love a good conversation with your friends? Do you love a good book? Well, those things are good in doses, but when you are literally drowning yourself in those things, that's when they become a distraction and not a part of the solution. So what can happen is, it's like, you're like, okay, so my house is a freaking mess. I'm fighting with my spouse all the freaking time about my house and all this stuff. I need to be able to efficiently wake up in the morning, take care of my kids, clean my house, do this, do that, and then, like, so my day is productive. But what's something you can do? A distraction that you might look for could be going on YouTube and just watching videos. of house cleaning. Now all of a sudden you're like this house cleaning extraordinaire when once upon a time you couldn't have cared less about it. But now you're obsessively watching 30-minute, you know, YouTube episodes all night long. You're almost like ignoring your kids.
You have an incoming call.
No one's calling my car. So I'm getting distracted. I'm trying to distract myself from the thing that I know I need to do. And that is also putting a face and a name to my problem. YouTube is now my problem. Hey guys, listen, I'm personal developing now. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to have confidence. I'm trying to, you know, work on my productivity to use my time wisely. But now you're trying to, you can't take, it's not like the lesser of two evils, okay? Water in your lungs will make you sick and will hurt you, okay? Either way, whether it's 20% or 80%, water in your lungs is not a good thing, okay? And so what we want to do is like learn how to multitask and have the horse and the carriage and the backpack and all the things so that way you can continue riding the horse forward as you arm yourself. So I love to listen. Podcasts are like great. I love it. Listening to YouTube, but like just not necessarily watching it unless I have to. Multitasking and doing things that like don't take a lot of brain power. So if you have to clean, use that time to like listen to personal development. So you're killing two birds with one stone. Anytime that you can kill two birds with one stone is going to help your timing so, so, so much. One of my favorite things that you guys might not even know is a thing. I love YouTube. It's a free resource. There's resources for there. Your favorite authors probably have a keynote speech about the thing that you love about them on YouTube for free. You don't even have to buy the book and you can kind of get the Cliff's Notes and get it from them. Okay. Maybe you guys have like your favorite Christian pastor, or you've been like to some sort of personal growth conference, business conference, and there's someone there who spoke to your soul, or you're hearing about this book or whatever. Go on YouTube and search Rachel Hollis, keynote speech, Rachel Hollis, Grow Out Your Faith, Rachel Hollis Business, Rachel Hollis, whatever. I'm just saying Rachel Hollis because like right now I'm taking her courses, okay? So you can find it. Here's a little tip. If you go to the settings tab, you click it. It's a little gear wheel. Click the settings tab. You can scroll down to speed. If you click speed, you can click, it says 1.25, 1.5, 1.75, and 2x. You can actually speed these up. Speed these up so that way you can get all the information that you want just faster. Now, you might, depending on the person speaking, you might have to kind of mess around with this a little bit because if people talk very quickly, you listening to something in a 2x speed or 1.5 or 1.75 is going to be like way too much. You won't even be able to listen, but maybe putting them at 1.25 is going to help you like manage your time faster. If it's someone who talks super slow, you might even be able to put them in 2x, two times fast, and you'll be able to understand them completely. So now you're able to get 1 hour of content, 30 minutes of content, 15 minutes of content in half the time, but still be able to utilize that. So like driving for me, when I am cleaning, if I'm cleaning, I'm like doing personal development at the same time because I don't right now have time in my life to not do personal development, but to sit and just do nothing else for 30 minutes. It's just not possible. So mindless things that I do like cleaning or laundry or folding stuff or, you know, putting clothes away. I'm driving to go pick up kids and whatever. I'm using that time for personal development. At one point I found myself trying to distract myself from how I was feeling by watching YouTube stuff that had nothing to do with anything at all. And I had this crazy aha moment where I wanted to do more for my family and give more to my family and make more money and feel more successful and enroll more people and get more customers and lead my team. And I was like drowning myself in self-help, but I was hiding because I'd be with my kids and yet I was just distracting myself the whole time and I wasn't living in the moment. And I realized I am wasting their precious time by scrolling on Facebook. Just scrolling, just looking at people's crap. I wasn't liking on it. I wasn't commenting on it. I was just scrolling. I was just looking. Instagram, same thing. YouTube, same thing. So the one promise that I made to myself was, if I'm not going to do something with the reason why I'm going on there, I'm not going to do it at all. And that doesn't mean I'm not posting. It just means I am not scrolling unless I'm going on there to engage, to like, to comment, watch a training. But I'm not going on there to scroll. And so what I did was I stopped going on there. I just stopped. Okay. If I'm going to be like, only time I'm trying to utilize the stuff that I was like, oh, it's okay. Like I'm watching trainings and stuff like this. No, I'm going on YouTube when I'm driving, when I am like doing something where I don't have a choice but to just sit, or, you know, I'm cleaning, like I need to like sanitize my toilet, and I'm listening to the things. I'm listening to trainings. I'm listening to development. I'm listening to, you know, sermons or music that just makes me feel good. And I have to have the discernment. I have to have the discipline to spend those times doing those things. Because being with my family, if I want to make my business successful, if I want to make my family successful, the time with my kids and my husband, I don't want to use my business as the reason why I can't spend time with my kids. And I don't want to use my kids as the reason why I can't spend time with my business. So if I want to have the car and the horse and all the things and carry the stuff but still move forward, I've got to use my time wisely. That looked at blocking some of my friends or turning off the notifications for their conversations, and giving myself, from the time I wake up, if I want to wake up and you know, talk a little bit and whatever about like what happened last night, and we're just like girlfriend time and just some like me mom time to be able to like talk about husband stuff, talk about kid stuff, talk about beauty stuff, talk about life stuff, whatever. I need my fight club. Like, biggest blessing of my life, seriously, is having just people. Like, oh my gosh, love it. The relationships. But I can't do it all day. And I can't, again, hide from the things that I need to be doing because I'm nervous or uncomfortable. I can't hide and distract myself with friends. I can't spend my whole day distracting myself, talking to friends. Now, there has been time where this one whole day when I was learning how to sleep train my youngest, it was a whole day almost conversation while I was doing the things with one of my friends. She was teaching me how to do this. Okay, that's different. But when you find yourself doing it every single day and you're just like, you're trying to distract yourself away from the things that you know you should be doing, you only have so much time. So if you're going to bed and you're feeling like, I did not use my time wisely today, and you're trying to point it at your business and not at yourself, now you know, okay? So we want to be solutions driven. So using your time wisely, double timing, doing, you know, listening to that personal development and fixing whatever that problem is. But I will tell you this, you guys, you just won't. You will not find an answer truly to you being disciplined in any book, any video, any podcast, any training, any conference. It has to just come from you. At some point, you have to decide that you're just going to use your time wisely, that you're not going to hide. You're not going to distract yourself by being the best cook. Like, all of a sudden you're just like, I'm taking up cooking, I'm taking up knitting, I'm taking up conversations with anybody who will listen to me, anything enough to distract me. Oh my God, I'm like, every day I'm going to devote my life to talking to, you know, your meme on the phone for 4 hours because, you know, like all of a sudden you just decided that she's got one life to live. No, quit distracting yourself from the things that you need to do. And you've got to use that time wisely, sister. You've got to, as you are working. Okay. So for me, I wake up at before 6 because my kids get up at 6. So I wake up before 6. I have time to breathe. I get one quick post up and I just like gather my thoughts so I can function. Okay. And from 6 o'clock, I'm making lunches, I'm feeding, I'm clothing, I'm doing all the things. We're having fun. We're spending some time together. And if my kids are off playing, I will have my little ear pod majigger in my ear and I might listen to a little something, whether it's me or I'll just play music that we're all dancing to and having a good time, because music, like, we love dancing to music and we have like the best time ever. That is like 100% our thing. Okay. So whatever just puts us in this like great, great, great mood. I give myself, it depends on the day, most of the time until 9 o'clock. I give myself until 9 o'clock to pick up the house, get dressed if I'm getting dressed, if I want to do something with my hair, do something with my hair, have a conversation with my friends, all the my like guilty pleasures, I guess, but even if they're like necessary, I give it myself until 9. But from that point on, from 9 o'clock on, it is working. It is business. It's just, I gotta tell my friends, can't talk. Don't answer. They'll be there. They will be there for you. I have my podcast on, or I have, you know, a course on that I like bought to help me, but I'm working at the same time that I'm listening to those things. I'm propelling myself forward. If you are trying to get from Nashville to California, but you keep freaking stopping for an hour or two or three every single day to watch directions or look at the directions, it's going to take you forever to get there. If every 2 hours you're sitting for 3 hours, you're never going to get there. So you've got to have your cake, but eat it too. Okay? You've got to do the things, but continue to move forward so you can get there. 2020 is about doing the things, baby. It is about slaying. It is about owning your shit, owning your time, being that person. You have a new decade in 10 years. How old will you be? How old will your kids be? Maybe you don't even have kids. Maybe you will. Will you be married? How many kids will you have? Will you be out of school? Who in your life won't be alive? Who in your life won't be alive? That was a huge, crazy moment for me. Where will you live? Who do you want to be? When you wake up in the morning, what do you want it to smell like? What kind of home do you want to live in? 10 years. Oh my God, anything can happen in 10 years, you guys. My life changed in 18 months. Like 18 months. Who do you want to be? Decide. Have the discipline. But decide it right now. Right now. January 1st doesn't just come. And then like all of a sudden you're like, your life, your problems are solved. You're just going to wake up and be this awesome person. It is habit. You've got to rewrite the script on your life. You've got to rewrite the habits that have gotten you to where you are. It's not the husband, the kids, the mom, the sister, the job. It is you. It is you, yourself, and your bad habits that you are left with. And you've got to fix those, guys. But you've got to continue to move forward while you're fixing those things. Got to multitask in a way in order to fix those things. Or else you're still never going to get there. If yesterday was a smoker, you know, but today you're trying to run marathon or something, but you smoke. So like you can't, it's really hindering you. You can't stop smoking and then just like spend every single day at the doctor's office trying to like find solutions to quit smoking. And that's never going to train you for the marathon. Like you've got to just freaking start running. You got to just huff and puff through it. Anyways, you guys, I am just so in love with the fact that you guys are loving my podcast. I hope this resonates with you in any way. I was kind of all over the place, but it's all good things. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for hanging out. This is what I want you guys to know. I want to know, do you guys want more meditations? What things do you guys want from me in 2020? If I can give you anything, I don't care if it's like getting on my podcast with my son, with my 7-year-old, who's going to be 8 in 2020. Holy balls. He's going to be in third grade. Whoa. That really pucker my butthole a little bit because I am not prepared to have a third grader. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. So do you guys want me to get on my podcast with Levi and just talk about life stuff? What kind of life stuff do you want me to talk about with Levi? Do you want me to get on and talk about life stuff with Will? What kind of stuff do you want me to talk about? Anything that I can give to you, you guys, I want to give. I want to give to you anything that I can. Okay. Thank you so, so much. Message me. Message me on the social medias. Message me on Instagram. Okay. Tag me in a story. That'll be the best way. If you want to really be able to get my attention so I can see it, tag me in your stories, because I honestly have so many messages. I don't want to like be like, oh my God, message me. And then you message me and I don't see it for like 7 months. Right? So you guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me be a small portion of your day. I hope that you guys share this. You just never know. You never know who might have prayed about this last night and who needs this so much. Appreciate you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.